This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We do have lines open. We have a number of people on the phones. We do still have some lines open. We need them all filled or Dana starts reading from the Old Testament. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. We got one open line left. Chad in Lawrence. Chad, good afternoon. Welcome to Festivus Wednesday. I misspoke earlier.
Yeah, said you
Festivus
said that. Friday. I was like, now I have a grievance, calendar boy.
Hello, Chad.
Hello, Chad.
Hello, my grievance is my college football team. Just like yours, Scott, mine lost yet last night in the bowl game. So just wanted to call and say I understand your feelings.
Well, I'm just sitting here watching them get crushed.
Was that the Tennessee game last night, Chad? We were flipping around.
That was the Tennessee game. That's where I'm from.
I am so sorry. Yep.
So that's my grievance. I feel your pain, Scott.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Rob in South Kansas City. Rob, hello.
Hello there. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
My gratitude is to the doctors and nurses at Research Medical Center for saving my daughter's life.
Mm. Oh, wow.
My oldest daughter had a major stroke here 3 weeks ago, and they did a miracle. They really did.
God bless.
Yep. So it's just, she got a long road ahead, but at least she's still walking and talking.
Amen. So,
that's my gratitude.
Rob, we're glad to hear it.
Praise God, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right. JT on line two. Hello, JT.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
My grievance is with the penny shortage, I have cashiers when I go in to pay. I pay with cash. They want to know if I want my change back.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm an old guy. I carry cash. Yeah, I want my change back. You wanted your 28 cents. I gave you 30. I want my 2 cents back. The other day, I went into the same store, bought a breakfast sandwich. It was $4.90. I gave him a $5 bill. He asked me if I wanted my change back. I'm like, what? They quit making dimes now?
Wait. How much was the sandwich?
It was $4.90.
Oh, okay.
I gave him a $5 bill. He wanted to know if I wanted my change back.
I love it. Have you noticed the signs everywhere now? At every business, it just says, sorry, because the penny stopped being made. We're just rounding down.
Well, that's as long as you're rounding down.
Yeah.
And not rounding
no,
up.
No, they're rounding down. Every restaurant / convenience store /
good
place we've popped into, there's a little usually handmade sign that says, sorry, no pennies. We're not even dealing with it.
Lewis in Green Valley. Lewis, hello.
Hello, my grievance is with the Jackson County personal property tax, which I'm sure a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. But I waited for my bill. It finally came in on December 12th. I wrote the check out because I'm not a procrastinator. Wrote the check out. My husband, because they charge you extra if you pay it online, I wrote the check. My husband drove it down to the Independence. We put it in the box, watched it go in the box. They said they'd mail us a receipt. I looked on my bank every day. They never cashed my check. Yesterday, my check still was not cashed. So what I have to do, I had to go online to pay it, pay the extra fee to make sure it got there on time. and then go down to the bank to stop payment on the check, because you know they would have cashed that check and I'd have never got my money.
Oh, you know they would have. You know they would have.
For sure.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Let me ask you this next year, because I hope things get better. Is it possible that it's smarter to either do a cashier's check or a money order or something of that nature where it comes out of your account right then and there?
Can you prove? Yeah, I guess you could prove for that. Was that because it was like they would have been on my proof that we put it in there?
Exactly.
They would have charged me penalty and interest. It was cheaper to pay the fees to pay it.
Well, plus driving around town, and that makes me so mad. Why are you making it so hard for me to give you my money?
Scott, why do you charge me a convenience fee when I'm giving you my money?
Amen.
How is it convenient for you to take my money away from me for a ticket? Scott in Blue Springs. Hello, Scott.
Previous caller already covered my grievance with Jackson County and their Annette system, so I'll go with an accolade. So I'm glad that Jackson County didn't give in and give all of our taxpayer money away to billionaires to fund their stadium. And I'm going to miss the Chiefs, but I don't think we should pay for their stadium. I think that should be private.
Are you still going to cheer for them?
I'll still cheer for the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs. I just can't believe they ran out on us like that, like a hooker in the middle of the night.
Okie dokie. All righty then.
All righty then.
Okie dokie, Scott. Thank you for the call. Andy in Lenexa. Andy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So you guys have seen Ghostbusters, right? A little movie with the ghost guys.
Yes.
The car, the lights.
More times than I can count, yeah.
I took the year, and I built a Ghostbuster car just to go do parades and have fun and, you know, spread some joy around Kansas City.
Yeah.
Wait, stop. Before you continue with your grievance, are you the one that I see sometimes on Shawnee Mission Parkway? And it is an exact replica of the Ghostbusters car?
No, that's a different guy.
We've interviewed that other guy, Scott. Yeah.
Okay. So I got a little black family SUV. It's got green lights under it. But I'm on Shawnee Mission all the time, so you might see me.
Right on.
Anyway, I was over at a popular taco restaurant going through the drive-thru last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my green lights on underneath, and I've got the green lights on inside the car. I mean, it's really obvious. And a lady runs into me in the drive-thru.
Hmm.
How does that even happen?
So when I went back and looked at my video, the moment that I took my brake lights off and put the car in park because I was waiting for the person in front of me, she saw the brake lights go down and decided that was time to go.
Right.
So fortunately, there's no damage to the car, but I couldn't escape to the new year without getting run into last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. Most important question you'll be asked all day, did you get diarrhea?
No.
You will. Give it time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, be well. Happy New Year. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of lines open if you want for Festivus Wednesday, brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Jerry. In Lawrence. Hello, Jerry.
Happy Festivus to both of you.
And to you.
I didn't have a grievance until you started your show today. Okay, Dana, I love you. You know this.
Did I give away too much?
Good night, nurse. All right. Okay, first of all, I want to say that I do believe that your hit ratio on the run, Do Not Walk, it's incredibly high, and I do take your advice and often will watch what you tell me to watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good listener. I'm a steward of the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But today, my love, okay, when you say, I'm not going to give it away.
But.
And then you didn't even say but. You didn't even say but. You just proceeded to tell us. Well, but here's what I did. Here's what that kept saying. What are you doing? And then you'd say whatever it was. Then I thought, okay, surely she's going to stop. And you did it. So I will give you a passing grade
yes.
for persistence.
Yes. Jerry, will you promise me something?
You need to?
I'm telling you, because I left out all kinds of good things. The documentary is called...
You know what? I'm going to chart them.
Yes.
When I watch this.
The Secrets We Bury is what it's called. The Secrets We Bury.
I already looked it up.
It is so good.
I think you have a good ratio of good to bad. But you got to work on that. Okay. And I love you.
Okay, I love you too, Jerry. But I do want to say that what happens in that movie is in the title of the show. That's all.
You're continuing to do it. They
literally buried a secret.
913-586-7798. We have time for one more before a quick break. Let's go to Amy in Polo. Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year's Eve.
Same to you.
My Festivus. I am upset about how quickly time is going by.
Mm.
You guys were talking about the top stories of the year, and when you said, you know, talked about Gene Hackman and his wife passing away, and it was in February, I was like, that's no way. It was like this summer at the most. It's just crazy how fast time is going by. And I don't like it because this new year I have a milestone birthday coming up. Mind you, I'm older than both of you. And it just, I'm like, slow down. Just crazy.
I think, Amy, that 2025 was the fastest year of my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember waking up this morning realizing that it's New Year's Eve, that at that time tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be 2026. And I was staring at the ceiling. T had already left for work. And I just said, where did the time go?
Yeah. Well, you'll continue to say it every year.
No, I'm sure I will.
It just keeps going faster and faster.
Well, Amy, thank you for joining us today and Happy New Year.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Jason High, filling in for Sam. He's back on Monday. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Totally forgot I do have a grievance.
Alrighty then.
My grievance is with myself because there's only 2 inches of clearance on either side of my rearview mirrors when I back out of my garage. And the other day when I was backing out, I did more 4 inches on the left side and no inches on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And it ripped my passenger casement, the casement over the rearview mirror. What do you call the side mirror? Is that a rearview mirror? You know what I'm talking about.
It's called the passenger side mirror.
Yeah, the passenger side mirror. It ripped. There's a plastic casing that matches the color of your car that goes over the actual guts of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Scott, it looks like something out of Transformers or one of the movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it where you can see the inner workings of the mirror, right? And it still works. I can fold it. I can unfold it. But the casement is cracked.
So you're going with Terminator, not white trash?
It looked a lot like Terminator, but also like
white trash.
Not a new car anymore. And so long story short, I just said to Johnny, we'll Gorilla Glue it.
Okay.
We will grab Gorilla Glue and we will glue it back on. It's just an aesthetic thing. And apparently that is not going to work. We have to buy an entire new passenger side mirror, even though the mirror is fine. It's just naked, if you will.
I hate the idea of you just patching it up with Gorilla Glue, but why can't you? Why do you need a new mirror?
He researches things. He reads manuals. He's a manual guy. Apparently, you cannot. You cannot. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
My grievances with myself.
I believe it's...
I only had to go like 6 feet.
Is it Sheila?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My grievance is, in continuing the scams from yesterday and the Bitcoin crypto machines.
Yes.
I think that those stores that carry those should be boycotted. You know, use our voices. If the $200, $300, $400, $500 rent that they get for those machines is more important than their customers, so be it. Mm. Boycott.
Interesting thought. Your money is your voice. That is true. Jerry in Clinton.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Hi. I think as these Chiefs that want to go over to Kansas and build a big stadium, they all have to forfeit their name of Chiefs. They all just call them Airheads. Airheads going over to Kansas. They all have to give up that name because they got that name when it's in the state of Missouri.
The Airheads at Arrowhead. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. I do not, honest to God. My grievance is this self-imposed hatred that we create in this town for people based solely on where they live.
Oh, sure. Or not hatred, but
not people.
Even people will say, well, idiot, I knew they were an idiot in traffic because they had a Missouri license plate or a Kansas license. And I'm like, what? We're surrounded by idiots out on the road. It does not discriminate between county lines.
It would be highly unlikely that the Chiefs, and I'm not challenging your grievance, Jerry, at all. It would be highly unlikely that the Chiefs would change their name. It is extremely rare that a team will change their name. They might change their location. The last one I can think of.
Washington.
Would be.
Washington did.
Well, yeah, but that was under.
They're the Commanders. They were the Redskins.
You're right. The only other one in the NFL that I can think of recently would have been the Houston Oilers when they became the Tennessee Titans. And in basketball, the Seattle Supersonics when they became the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Because the Tennessee Oilers made no sense.
But they were the Tennessee Oilers for a handful of seasons.
But that just doesn't go. Yeah, I don't think are there oil rigs in Tennessee?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe they have olive oil there.
But in the NBA, it would have been the Supersonics when they moved to Oklahoma City. They changed their name to the Thunder. But it normally involves a move outside of a major metropolitan area. And the Chiefs, you may not like their decision. I would prefer that they stay out of the Truman Sports Complex, but they've decided otherwise. They did not. Nicole in Lawrence. Nicole, hello.
Hi. I commute from Lawrence to Overland Park and K-10. People that drive in the passing lane drives me absolutely insane. So that's my grievance.
When you say driving in the passing lane, you mean driving slow in the passing lane.
Driving slow in the passing lane, not letting anybody...
Nicole.
And some people do it intentionally.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on K-10, but I was the other day, and I could not help but notice they're constructing that new zoom lane on the left. Do you know when that's going to be?
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I haven't.
Oh, wait, no, that's 69.
You're thinking of 69, that's 69 Highway, the commuter lane.
Have you seen the commuter lane yet, you guys?
It's the toll. Actually, it's a toll lane.
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it.
Okay. Yeah, they I've need to do that. That on K-10.
They really do. Yep. It's stressful.
No.
I just will say that.
No, I don't disagree with you. If they were to create a toll lane on K-10, there would be no way to get from the Kansas City. Well, there would be, but it would be a pain in the ass. You would have to take 2440 Highway through Tonganoxie. But otherwise, there would be no other way to get to Lawrence without paying a toll. Because you have to pay a toll on I-70, obviously. And then if you put one on K-10, you're having to pay a toll to use K-10. The only other way out would be to take 435 to 2440, or K-7 to 2440, and then go west.
That's too many numbers on a holiday.
I know. I gave you too many names earlier, and I apologize. 913-586-7798. Let's go to... Let me put my glasses on. Stand by. Is it Kiki?
It is Kiki, and I had to put my glasses on, too. Hi, Kiki. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Happy pre-New Year.
Same to you.
I have a gratitude for the show. I just want to thank you for all the laughs throughout the whole year.
Oh, thanks.
And I also want to give gratitude for Sam and Parks hosting the Toby Toby show. They gave me advice on how to get rid of the squirrels.
Oh, good.
Ornament.
Yeah, it's called a shotgun.
It worked.
Scott.
No. I didn't use that.
Okay.
I remember I didn't want to hurt the squirrels, but I did go by the suggestion that the gentleman made that was on the show that day, and it seemed to work. So I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all that you do, and I hope you guys have a prosperous new year.
Kiki, you too. Thank you so much for the call.
We hope the same for you. Thank you. That's very kind.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. 913-586-7798. We do have a number of open lines. So this is going to be your chance to get in, or we open the book to Leviticus and Dana starts reading. Tom in Platte City. Tom, hello.
Hi, I'll make it real quick. I'm retired military, and like so many other people, I'm just grateful to be home during the holidays. I have been for years, you know. But there were many, many years that I spent Thanksgiving, Christmas, just so many holidays overseas, like so many other people. So I have a lot of gratitude. One time I was 100 miles north of the Iraqi border. It was Thanksgiving. Yeah. We were in a forward deployed small little base off of the big base. And I just remember a whole bunch of food coming in, and we were all so grateful. I was the very last one in line. And guess what country I was in? Turkey. I couldn't even get any turkey on Turkey because I was the last person in line.
Turkey. No joke.
I texted
no.
I emailed my mom and I said, Mom, I just want turkey, and I'm in freaking Turkey, you know, and it's just kind of funny thinking about it, you know. And I was in Germany shortly after, I think you were. I was there 87 to 89. I left the month of Berlin Wall came down. So, Scott,
wow.
You were there, like, just before that, I think?
I was there 84 to 87.
84. Okay, I got there in 87 to 89. And I am responsible for the Berlin Wall coming down because I got drunk, got in a douche nap, backed into it. And it isn't Gorbachev and Reagan. It was me and my dumb... driving a douche nap in the back of the Berlin Wall. Thank you very much.
You should own that, Tom. And I loved the call. Thank you for it.
Very funny. Jacob in Independence. Hello, Jacob.
My grievance today is little kids, toddlers to be exact. My wife and I spent the majority of the day cleaning our carpets, and we now have barbecue sauce slapped all over them.
Mm.
All over them?
Yeah, pretty good little spot right in the middle of the carpet.
Right there. Mm. Yep. Mm. Hey, do you know the trick, Jacob? Because I've had 96 children. Do you know the trick that you just cut in a perfect little hole around it, and then you go to a spot somewhere else in the room and you cut out the same sized hole, okay? And then you swap out the holes.
Yeah, we're just going to have to clean it again tomorrow. This thing will come up.
If he's got a bunch of toddlers, he'd have holes all over his living room.
Feel your pain, brother. Feel your pain. 913-586-7798. We do have two lines open. If you want one of them, we promise we'll get to you before the top of the hour for sure. Festivus Wednesday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. So, Dana, it will be New Year's Day in London in 24 minutes.
We shall celebrate.
Ew,
we shall celebrate.
Okay. The list is out of the performers in Times Square for tonight. The headliner is Diana Ross, as we've already reported. Prior to her, it's Anna Barbara, Maren Morris, Zavi, Little Big Town, Robin, Agnew, which is a New York dance group, Tones and I, Ciara, B.O.B., and James McCarthy. By the way, Diana Ross is going to play...
I've heard of that one.
I'm Coming Out and Upside Down.
Upside down.
Boy, you turn me inside out.
And
round and round.
What a great song. I don't know who those other ding-a-lings are.
Sadly, I will not be able to see it.
I will miss,
913-586...
Tomorrow on the interwebs.
Yes. 913-586-7798. My grievance is that Nebraska sucks.
The chasm is getting wider, Scott.
Brian in the Northland, hello.
Hello. What's up, you guys?
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, my friend.
I have a gratitude. I retired from Ford last year, and I started working at Prairie Point Elementary in the Park Hill School District, and I've been there 3 months earlier this month, and I just wanted to shout out a gratitude to staff and students and everybody.
Good for you, man. Congratulations.
We need our teachers, Brian, and we need our male teachers more than ever.
913-586-7798. We've got lines to fill. We guarantee we will get you on before the top of the hour. Tom in Overland Park. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
My grievance has to do with your podcasts.
Okay.
I listen often on podcasts, and I love you. You have the Dana and Parks highlight, 8 minutes, and I click on it. And suddenly it's 12 minutes because of all the commercials that are added. Or a regular segment's 35 and it becomes 43. I'd love to be able to cut back on some of those ads, and particularly the ones on the highlights that stop mid-sentence, go into a commercial, and then pick up mid-sentence.
Now that bothers me, Tom, and we can do something about that. Your initial grievance is heard and understood, but is above our pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, if there's stuff skipping out or cutting into the content,
yeah. We
will absolutely do what we can to pass that along to the people who can fix it.
Yeah, it's sort of like back in the day when you listened to an 8-track and it would switch channels in the middle of a song.
Yes. Yes.
So you wouldn't lose anything, but you're mid-sentence and suddenly 2 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Hotel California. I'm very well aware of what you speak. Be well. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Be well. All right. Folks, we got to fill these lines, or I'm going to start talking to Dana for the next 20
minutes. We've got 20 minutes. We should play a game. Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. I do have a couple of jokes.
Well, hang on. We do have one left. Let's go to Dusty in Raytown.
Yes.
Dusty, hello. Welcome to Festivus Wednesday.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Just want to call in, give a little gratitude. We love your guys' show. I've got 11 and a 13-year-old that loves to listen to you guys.
Aw. Tell them hello.
As soon as we pick them up from school, we got you guys on and we're listening and we're loving it.
Well, let me tell you this, Dusty, and you can continue after I say something real quick. We appreciate that more than you can ever possibly understand.
And I do have a grievance with you too, though. You guys used to do these outings, and I maybe you've been doing them. I missed them, but you guys used to go to some restaurant and everybody could see you.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one of those for a while. Are you guys going to do that again anytime soon?
Well, not to repeat what Dana said to the last caller, that is way above our pay grade. That stopped right with COVID, and for whatever reason, never started back up. And so the answer to your question is I don't know.
Okay. Well, just keep listening, and maybe you guys will do it this summer.
Yeah.
Dusty, Happy New Year, and thank you for the call.
We go where we're told.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Did I tell you the other day I swallowed a dictionary?
Thank you. Thank you for saying shenary, but no.
It gave me the sorest throat I ever had. I'll shut myself out.
That is so dumb. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
so my grievance is with people who say GIF instead of JIF for those little fun, you know, image meme things we send on Facebook mm-hmm. Messenger and stuff like that. And I understand where they're coming from, the people who say GIF, that it's an abbreviation for graphical image format. That's what it stands for. The issue, though, is that the guy who actually invented it, Stephen Wilkie, specifically said he wanted them to be called GIFs because it was a tie to the peanut butter. And it was supposed to be his slogan of choosy programmers choose GIFs.
Okay, can I tell you, Mike, though, I always get confused on which way to say it, and I think the word is so stupid that I refuse to say it. I just say, hey, did you see that funny meme? That's what I say, and I know it's not the same thing.
That works, too, but, I mean, if you're going to call it the thing, I think, you know, if, for no other reason than respect for the person who actually invented it and specifically said he wanted it called a certain way, even if it's, you know, not apropos to the actual abbreviation of the word, you know, yes, it should be GIF because that's the way it's abbreviated, but he specifically said he wants it to be called GIF, well, and why?
My grievance is people who call it an abbreviation when it's an acronym.
Oh, that's another one.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. That's my bad.
Touché.
Stay safe tonight, guys. Have a good weekend.
You be well. Take care, my friend. Let's go to Barb. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Annie. Just a couple things real quick, and then I'll give you my grievance. One thing is I want to tell you, when you guys laugh and I'm down, you bring me right back up. I tell you, you guys have to laugh. If you're depressed, all I got to do is turn the radio on and listen to you guys laugh.
That makes me happy.
And the other thing is, Scott, I want you to quit saying that I'm dumb, because you're not dumb.
Okay, I'm not smart.
Well, you're not dumb or anything. I don't want you to say that no more.
Yes, Barb.
Okay. And the other thing I'm aggravated with is these people selling a medicine on the TV and the radio with actors. And all these people, seniors, are buying this crap because they think that they're telling the truth.
Hmm. Barb, that's a good grievance. We've done hours and hours of shows on advertising in pharmaceuticals, in the pharmaceutical fields, and why it's probably not the best thing for America.
So well, you wonder why medicine costs so much money in America, and it's because of largely because of the advertising, not solely, but largely. But I'm telling you, I love animals. I'm probably one of the biggest animal lovers that I know. But I also watch a lot of cable news. If I see one more damned ASCPA commercial with dying dogs on Christmas,
it's bad.
Or kids who are suffering, I mean, I and it's always $19 a month. Why is it always $19 a month?
If you order now, we'll send you out a free blanket. That's the other one. No, when I order now and I try to give to your charity, the fact that you are shipping out crap, and the blanket is not a blanket, by the way, it's a piece of felt. And I thought the other day, how many millions of dollars are you spending on crap to ship out to people? So they're giving the charity 20, the blanket's 10.
I'm donating my 63 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. Yeah. Because I support your cause. Save my money and don't send me a blanket that I don't need. If I wanted a blanket, I would have gone to Walmart. Just keep my money because I support your cause. But there ought to be a law that on Christmas Day, I don't have to watch commercials. And that's all it was. It was one after another of, for just $19 a month, of dying dogs and kids with cancer.
Yeah, I know.
Both pull on my heartstrings.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. But man, on the day of the Lord, can we have a couple of Dr. Rick commercials sprinkled in there?
Something.
Dawn in Cass County. Hi, Dawn.
Well, hello, it's Dawn.
Hi.
Now, first of all, John says that I stumble over my words. That's because my mind is racing and my tongue is like the hare and the tortoise that are racing. My mouth's slower than my brain's moving.
Love
anyway.
It.
So I just wanted to say Happy New Year's. I had a wonderful year last year, and John hasn't been impeding traffic, by the way. Do you remember that?
Has not been impeding traffic?
John got pulled over for impeding traffic.
I do remember that. Mm-hmm. That is good to know, Don. Drive carefully, all of you. I mean it, all of you.
Hetty Jean. Hello, Hetty.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
I got a beef. I got a grievance.
Okay.
You know I live in Grandview, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come the Grandview grocery stores can't sell black eyed peas that I had to drive? My husband drove all the way out here to Independence, and then his alternator went out in his really nice van. And now I had to drive all the way out here to bring him the stuff so he could put them cord things on the battery to make it start. I got a grievance. I think Grandview, somebody in Grandview, the one of these stores need to pay for my gas for me driving all the way out here.
Were you trying to describe jumper cables?
Well, it's the same thing. You know that orange thing's got the metal little pincher thing.
Hey, Gene, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
You got to be careful, though. You could send yourself halfway to the moon if you put them on wrong.
Come on, Scott, work with me. She just told you weren't dumb. You're pretty smart now. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come
on. Hattie Jean.
Y'all can donate 63 cents a day to me because I can use it for something with this economy.
It's only $19 a month. Send us to the new year with in the only way that you can.
Well, I think I'm going to write a song. It's called Happy New Year. Mm-hmm.
913-586.
Outstanding.
7798.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, she's a headliner tonight, and I guarantee to you, one of the most famous singers of all time, and there are going to be people under the age of 30 writing on Twitter, who dis? Never heard of Diana Ross. It just like with Paul McCartney at the pregame show at the Super Bowl a number of years ago.
People know who Diana Ross is.
You would think more people would know who Paul McCartney was.
That's true.
Only in the most famous band of all time. Rick in Lenexa. Rick, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys, and happy Festivus. Happy New Year. Same. My grievance is my family and I were coming home early Tuesday morning at midnight from the KCI airport. And we parked in economy parking, and the lighting out there is so poor, and the signage is so horrible. Half the letters are gone off the signs. And I'm just worried for us here and our impression on people coming in, not only for the World Cup, but I've got a family wedding and a bunch of family coming in this summer, and they're going to come out of that airport and be like, what in the heck? I don't know where I'm going. It's very frustrating.
Interesting, Rick. I've never thought about the signage because I drive there on autopilot, but you're right. If you're coming in from out of town, maybe it needs to be updated.
I never noticed. Okay. Do appreciate the call. Thank you. Margie in Lee's Summit. Margie, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I have a gratitude. This is, I hate to pack to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I just procrastinate and procrastinate. And so I was going out the 20th of December, and I had waited till the last minute, and it was Saturday morning, and I just like hated that. I had to go in the afternoon, and I turned on my favorite garden show, and there were two hosts that just cracked me up. I loved you guys on that show.
Oh,
it made me so happy and joyful, I guess, because I know you from the weekday, and there you were, and I knew you were going to be on there, but I knew that you, Scott, were scared. You did great. Anyway, I was all packed before the 10 o'clock hour came, and it was you guys spurred me on with joy, and I just wanted to pass that on.
Well, that
is so sweet.
You're very sweet to say that, and I appreciate you doing that. Thank you very much.
And I'm your Longmire friend when your mom told you about Longmire, and mm-hmm. you did a run do not walk. And yes, I love that. Anyway, you helped me pack, and you did awesome on the show.
Happy New Year, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. We have a guest caller calling in right now on the hotline. Hello, guest caller.
Hello.
What are you doing, Dad?
Well, I'm on the back porch puffing on a cigar, but I wanted to tell you guys, we hope you have a wonderful, incredible 2026, and especially to Sam, since why'd you fire him?
It's cruel. He was not living up to our standards.
Right.
Well, that ain't right.
Well, work harder.
Okay. First of all, Happy New Year. Sam will be back next week, number two. And number three, check your email. I sent you something very funny.
Yeah, we didn't fire him. He's on a 2-week suspension.
He's on an unpaid furlough.
Just on a trial basis.
Well, we're going to see if we need him or not. And then if we deem that we need him, we're going to bring him back on Monday.
Well, you all started singing, so I felt compelled to call in just to get you to stop.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
Be well, Craig.
Happy New Year. Okay, bye. You have a wonderful year.
You bye-bye. Do the same. All right. Probably the last one we're going to be able to get, Kim in Lawrence. Hello, Kim.
Hi. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, welcome on in.
Thank you.
Rick kind of stole my thunder because I'm calling about the exact same thing. All the signage in the Kansas City area is horrible. I had to drive, to the plaza area at St. Luke's and to make my way up north. You couldn't read the signs. And I grew up in Kansas City, so I know the lanes and lines and all that. But you can't see anything. And it's appalling that we are having so many people come into our town for sports and all that and the culture. And we are not making a better presentation of
Kim, I'll tell you this real quick, because there's been two of these, and thank you for the call. We will not that our opinion means anything, but we will pass that on to the folks over at the city who are in charge of that stuff.
We got to run. The bonus hour is next. I hope everybody has a very wonderful and safe Happy New Year's. Woo! Birthdays today. Sir Anthony Hopkins is 88. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block is 53. Andy Summers, the guitarist from The Police, is 83. And Paul Westerberg, the lead vocalist of The Replacements, is 66. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Happy New Year. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.